Just meet me. Hold on. Ugh, who the fuck is at my door at 1 in the morning? What? Ugh, I'll call you back. Or, I'll, better yet, meet me in the lobby at 10 and we'll make sure everybody else is there, okay? All right, good night. Can I help you? Did we forget to pay you? I'm sorry. Let me grab my purse. Okay. Sorry, I'm had a little bit to drink. My brain's a little fuzzy. If we paid you, why are you at my hotel room door? A little odd. Do I need to be concerned? What? Gift. I must have had way more to drink than I thought. Did you just say you're my gift from the bride? What? That doesn't even make sense. Yeah, okay. You're here for the night, you think? Okay. Okay, start again. Because I'm about 2 seconds away from slamming the door in your face. But the rest of me is wanting to find out what's going on and get you in here so I can close the door so nobody else hears this farce. Yeah, we're going to go with that one. Get in here so nobody else hears this. I don't need her friends and family hearing that there's a stripper at my door telling me that he's here for the night. Get in here. Okay. Start again. She what? She hired you for me for the okay. So I really am officially the biggest loser on the island, aren't I? Wow. That's fucking fantastic. What? Forgive me. I mean, you're very nice, physically, obviously, but yeah, we had a good time at the bachelorette party, of course, but okay, I need to find my phone and send a quick text and find out what the fuck is going on here, because somebody's about to, like, lose their head or something, because this is really bad. Okay, well, fuck. Apparently you're not lying. Apparently this is actually a thing. Oh my god, did she really do this? Ugh, just add to the humiliation. This is fantastic. Okay, look, I'm gonna level with you. I don't do strippers, either, you know, literally or otherwise. Or escorts. It's not my thing, but thanks. Fuck. Oh god, this is absolutely mortifying. What? No, you can't help. Thank you, though. Don't look at me like that. I really already feel like the biggest loser ever. You don't need to look at me all like that. Well, I'm trying to figure out why she would do this myself, but if I had to guess, it's because I just got out of a really horrendous relationship a couple weeks ago and was not looking forward to coming down here alone for a wedding, of all things. And her approach to things is to get back on the horse, and the horse being you in this situation, I'm guessing. That was bad. fuck. This just goes from bad to worse, doesn't it? Okay, look. She just wanted me to have a good time. And according to her text, she thought that we hit it off at the party, and yeah, here you are. So,